So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the three cases of Nishba, Umeimer, Makal, Chaver, B'Shem, Afapish, Losa, Maisa, Chayef. One gets Malkus for these Averis, even though they do not involve any action. And Reis B'Chanina adds, Afamakim, Truma, L'Bikurim. Also, one who verbally separated Truma from his produce before he separated Bikurim gets Malkus. The Gemara explains that the source for this Isser is in the following Pasuk. Meleascha v'demacha leisa achar. Meleya eile Bikurim. Meleya refers to Bikurim, the first fruits to ripen, and they're brought to an eaten in Yerushalayim. For the macha, ele truma. The macha refers to truma, because truma causes an isser dimu when mixed with regular produce. The pasuk concludes, leisa achar bikur must always come before truma, and one may not change this sequence. Rashi adds that the isser applies to all afrashas, and one must always separate in the following sequence. Bikurim to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, truma for the kohen, meisa rishon for the levi, meisa sheni to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And if one separated in the wrong sequence, he's liable for leisa achar. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlekes Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina in the case of Hiktim Truma LeBikurim. Chadam Aleika, Bechadam Ein Aleika. One separated Truma before Bikurim. One opinion holds he does get Malkus, while the other opinion holds he does not get Malkus. The Gemara seeks to identify each opinion, and first assumes that it is Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina who holds Leika, based on his previous statement of Afamakim Truma LeBikurim, which implies that this is also one of the exceptions in which one gets Malkus for Alav Shein B'Maisa. However, the Gemara then proves that it is Rabbi Lazar who holds Leika, based on his statement in the following Mishnah Masechta Dmai. Mishnah rules, Ha'ilafanim shtei kalkalah shel tevel, v'amar ma'isa shel zu b'zu, harishayin mu'iseres. Someone had in front of him two baskets of fruit that were tevel, and he stated that all the ma'isas for the first basket should come from the second basket. The whole first basket immediately becomes permitted to be eaten as chulim mesukanim, and its ma'isa rishon, ma'isa sheni fruits must be removed from the second basket. And Rav Laza adds, Leika, v'nishahik the ma'isa sheni shebal l'ma'isa rishon shebechaberta. He gets Malkus because he designated Meister Sheni from the fruits in the second basket for the first basket before he designated the Meister Rishon for the fruits in the second basket. Apparently, Rabbi Lazar is the one who holds Hiktim Trum LeBikurim Leika. Therefore, it must be that Rabbi Yisrael Chanina is the one who holds Hiktim Trum LeBikurim Ein Leika. And his previous statement of Af Hamaktim Trum LeBikurim refers to the Reisha of Lav She'ein by Meisa Ein Leika in Lav, to which Rabbi Yisrael Chanina adds Af Hamaktim Trum LeBikurim Ein Leika does not get Malkus. However, the Gemara questions Rabbi Yisrael Chanina's opinion because he agrees that Meimur Leika, one gets Malkus for making a Tmura, even though it's Ein by Maisa, because Dibidibura Asa Maisa. His words accomplish the action of changing the animal from Chulin into a carbon. If so, Maktan Trum LeBikurim Nami Lelki, one should get Malkus for verbally separating in the wrong sequence, even though it's Ein by Maisa, because Dibidibura Asa Maisa. His words accomplish the action of changing the produce from Tevel into Truma. The Gemara explains that his opinion of Hamaktim Trum LeBikurim Ein Leika is not because of Lav Shein B'Maisa Ein Leikin Lav, but because of Lav Shenitig La'Sei Ein Leikin Lav. Aside from the Lav of Leisa Acher, there is also a mitzvah say of Mikol Maser Sechem Terimu, and one does not get Malkus for a Lav that can be rectified by an Asei, because Asei Asei Baka Lav, the Asei uproots the Lav. However, regarding Meimur Leika, even though aside from the Lav of Leich Lefenne B'Lo Yomer, there is also a mitzvah say of Vimhamer Yomer Behema Behema V'Hayu Usm Rasi Kaidish, he nevertheless gets Malkus because Havlu Tre Lavi V'Chad Asei, for Tamur, there are two Lavin and one Asei cannot uproot two Lavin. The Gemara proceeds to question the concept of Lav Shenitik La'Asei, Ein Leikin Lav, from the Loch of Oynes. If someone violates an unmarried Nara, a 12-year-old girl, there's a mitzvah to say that he must marry her. As the Pasuk states, V'loi Si'il Yisha, and there's a Lav that he may not divorce, or as the Pasuk states, L'yuchel L'shalchel Kol Yomav. Now the Brisa states, Oynes Shegirash, if the Ma'anis did divorce her, it depends. Im Yisrael who mavzer bein aloike, if he's Yisrael, does not get Malkus for the Lav, because ba'amod ba'hachzer koi, v'efshali ki yumitarvayu, he can remarry her and fulfill both the Asei and the Lav. However, im koyin who, loike bein amavzer, but if he's a koyin, he gets Malkus for the Lav, because the Lav ba'amod ba'hachzer koi, mishum de'in anaisi grush Asei, he cannot fulfill the Asei, since a koyin is forbidden to marry a grusha, a divorcee. Apparently we see that loyasi Asei ba'akar Lav. For a koyin, the mitzvah Asei of loisi elisha does not uproot the Lav of La Yuchel L'Shalcha. The Gemara explains, Shana Kehanim Taim Achrinin Inu, the Rabbi Behu Kra Kedush Yisera. A Kohen gets Malkus even on a Lav Shenitik La'Asei, because all Lavim pertain to Kehanim are considered more Chomer, because Kehanim have additional mitzvahs unique to them. The Gemara concludes that Lav She'en B'Maisa Ein Loikin Lav is actually a Machlegis Hanoim in the Braisa regarding the following Pasuk in Parashat Bayi. V'Leis Yisir Mimenu Ad Baker, V'Anois Yimenu Ad Baker Be'esh Tisreifu. The Torah forbids one to leave over any part of the Karban Pesach until the next morning, and then commands one to burn any leftovers. Yehuda says, "Ba'akas of Litna Se'achol Leisa Se'Leimer Shein Leikin Lav." The mitzvah saseh follows the leis saseh to create a lava nitik laseh and exempt neiser from malchus. Otherwise, neiser would be subject to malchus even though it does not involve any action. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda holds lav sheim b'maisa loikin lav. While Rabbi Yaakov says loimena shem huzeh el b'shem nehav lav sheim b'maisa. This is not the reason why one does not get malchus. Rather, neiser is not subject to malchus because it does not involve any action. Because Rabbi Yaakov holds lav sheim b'maisa ain loikin lav. According to Rabbi Yaakov, the pasuk b'neiser min adbeik b'esh tesreifu is needed to teach. The bones, sinews, and leftover meat of the Karban Pesach must wait to be burned on the second morning, the 16th, which is Chol HaMoed, but not on the first morning, the 15th, which is Yom Tov, because Ein Deichin Leisa Shabbos V'Leis Yom Tov. The mitzvah says to burn Neisa does not override Shabbos or Yom Tov, because the Pasuk states, V'Leis Esir Memenu Ad Beikr, V'Neisa Memenu Ad Beikr Be'esh Tisreifu. The second Ad Beikr is superfluous and teaches, V'Hakos Ablidin Beikr Sheinu L'Sreifasa. The leftover Pesach should not be burned on the first morning, the 15th of Nisan, because it's Yom Tov. Rather, one should wait until the second morning, the morning of the 16th, which is Chol HaMoed, because burning Neisr is forbidden on Yom Tov.